When USDA's National Agriculture Statistics Service released their annual crop acreage report Monday afternoon, we learned that corn acreage will be down 4% this year, wheat acreage sees a slight increase, cotton acreage is up 9%, and peanut acreage will be up 23%. But according to USDA Chief Economist Joe Glauber, the rise in soybean acres was the biggest surprise at 84.8 million acres.
Almost 7.5 million acres higher than the previous record, which was back in 2009. More importantly, it's about 8.3 million acres higher than last year.
And some 3 million more acres than what the March Planting Intentions report showed. He said many farmers have been watching soybean futures prices.
They've been running recently, you know, about three times that of corn. Clearly, the market's looking for soybeans. Clearly, the market's going to get soybeans, I mean, presuming a good yield.
And Glauber talked about the increase in total planted acreage this year.
Principal crops indicated by producers are going to plant some 330.5 million acres. That's up, just doing a rough 5.7 million acres from last year, highest level since 1997. So a lot of area going into largely soybeans.
But he said now most of the attention will shift away from acres to weather and yield prospects.
July is a very important month for corn. Late July, August for soybeans. Over the next 6 weeks, 8 weeks, the attention is going to be shifting to what those yields look like. And right now, we look like, at least from crop progress and other reports, it looks like a very good crop.
For more on this week's reports, just go to our website at southeastagnet.com. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.